Chrissy Swan, Sam Pang, and Jonathan Brown.
Okay. What? Now, this one for the mums in the car.
Sam, you look shocked. Are you okay?
I thought he was going to bring up Eric Banner again. Mate, let it go.
Mate.
Just let it go, big fella. I got him on.
Hang on to it, mate. Don't look in the rearview mirror, mate.
That's all
look
I do.
The front. Mate, due to popular demand, Swanee, all the I ran to a few of the mums at school, and I said, "Geez, can we get a bit more of Kyle's reading her saucy little book she's been reading, 42nd in Lexington by Kim Carmody, who's a local author.
Is she
a bit like? How do you describe it, Swanee? You put it beautifully a few weeks ago when we did it. It's a
porn.
It's like a Jackie Collins book.
Jackie Collins.
Adult fiction.
Adult fiction.
Did I say that?
Yeah, something like that anyway. We all know what it means. We all know what it is.
Adult romance. Novel.
There you go.
Adult romance novel. And it's fantastic. It's fair to say, Swanee, that you accuse me of not having my antenna tuned in the bedroom. So...
Well, because women are very sort of suggestible, actually.
Mm.
And, you know, when you read certain things, it can, you know, put you in the mood.
That's right.
I'll defend you though, big fella. They're very hard to pick up. Very hard to pick up the signals, especially in my case when you're not sleeping in the same room. But it's different for you and Kyle's. You are actually next to each other.
We're next to each other, and our boss, Rowan, asked for a bit more lift the curtain in the Brown household, a bit more
take
us behind the curtain, a bit more what happens in your personal lives. And there's been plenty of fireworks and steam in the bedroom, but, Swanee, it's fair to say that I haven't really known much about it at all, so the antenna needs some tuning in.
It's true.
And this is what this is what's been going on in the bedroom. This is what's been going through the both of our minds. Fair to say, me and Kyle's are not quite on the same page.
The thought disappeared almost as quickly as it came. Will's fingers grazed across my underwear, sending my heart rate through the roof. My head snapped up as a soft groan left him, his eyes dark and hooded. Spread your legs. It was a command, not a question, and one I followed without hesitation.
Not a minute.
Yeah. Geez, I thought the Rachel Griffiths interview went well the other day. I've asked her how do you remember your lines. You covered all the stuff she wants to cover, but sort of kicking myself that I can't get over it. I can't believe I didn't ask her who her favourite wrestler was. She probably would have said Randy the Macho Man Savage. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so anyway. So that's all right.
You idiot.
Swanee, we'll get there. It's early on in the book, okay? We'll get there. Hopefully the antenna just tunes in a little bit better from my half of the bed. We'll see how we go.
His mouth met the nape of my neck. His lips on my skin, a searing heat. A lightning bolt that went right through me. Oh, my God, Will.
Geez, I love a Carlton draft. I don't want a Vic Bitter either. How good was that ad back in the day? The Victoria Bitter ad. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, yeah. I'll be perfect for that. Imagine how good I'd sound on that ad. How does it happen? You're coaching the boys. Or making the news. You're carrying the show. You're working so hard. You thought you would burst. Boy, have I got a thirst. You could get it eating a 4 and 20. Get it owning a pet store. Using the Hilux for some hard labor. Or winning a flag. As a matter of fact, I got three. For hard earned thirst needs a big cold beer. And the best cold beer is Vic. Victoria Bitter.
Yeah!
They're going to do a hard labor.
Yes, a little bit of a change. You might find the word that it rhymed.
It had to rhyme. Yes. No, there was...
Hey,
anyway, defend me here, Sam.
Absolutely, big fella.
Just before we move on, I think we all need to have a moment's silence for you can get it carrying the show.
Never off me mind.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
You're right, though, mate. You'd be great for that ad. They should redo it.
I reckon they should. Yeah, I hope they're listening. Anyway, Coles has worked her way through the book and...
carrying the show, eh?
You think I'm getting late in the book, so I need to tune in. Yeah. I need to tune in very quickly. It's getting late, though.
Inching my thighs apart. My heart was going a million miles an hour. Both the pleasure of his hand and the fear how easily we could be caught. Sending my pulse into overdrive.
Time we go to sleep. Jack's holes kick in the morning. And Kyle's looks like she's not that interested. They're hitting that bloody book. What's it all about, anyway? Oh, well. Think about the good times, big fella. The ball goes in line and Brown marks the ball. Oh, what drama late in the final quarter of the grand final. Oh, siren's gone. Brown, 65 metres out to win the grand final. Well, if anyone can do it, this man can do it. In he comes. The ball sets sail. He's latched onto it. Oh, my God. My God, it's gone through post. It's a goal. They win the grand final. Good on you, Brownie.
Oh, who's that? Here's my hair.
Wash him as he
goes. Yes!
Brownie, I don't know what to say.
Anyway.
I have tears.
I was going to say, I hope Kim Carmody's written another book. Anyway. I need a bit more help, I think.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie.